I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
An Erio's original.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Let's Talk with me, Lydia Greengrass de Avila Dejo. It is a November day here in America, and we have a new president-elect, Joe Biden, Joseph Biden, and Miss Harris, Mrs. Vice President. Excuse the noise in the background. We had a little bit of a leak in the roof, and the men and women are up there dealing with it. People who work on roofs, you know, I hope they get paid a lot because, you know, one wrong move, you know, and you're on the ground, but I guess that's life, isn't it? One wrong move and you know, that's it. It's a good little, you know, you could have a diagram of life and then roofers and, you know, what the things a roofer has to know. And then maybe that's life as well. You know, don't step there. And if you, you know, take too big of a step and you fall, but, you know, small steps win the race and, you know, keep your balance and have, you know, a strong core. You know, these are all things a roofer has to have. And that's maybe what we all have to have in life. I like that. I love it when I stumble upon things like that, where just, you know, things you don't think of. And then all of a sudden you go, oh, I wonder why a roofer can live the life they live, you know, without falling. And it's because they follow these simple guidelines. So as I was saying, we have a new president-elect, and, you know, watching the results come in with the boys, it was such a just something that I never thought, you know, I could, I you know, watching it, I was thinking, God, you know, how great to have my boys here watching it. And you know, I said to them, I said, you know, the vice president is, you know, when they announced it, I said, and the vice president is a woman. And they started laughing. And I said, well, what is so funny? And they laughed, you know, my boys. And I said, no, she's a woman. And, you know, I had to show them. I said, this is Miss Harris. And once it kind of got through their heads, you know, you could see it kind of turn and them go like, oh, I guess, you know, this is a possibility. You know, women can be anything. And to see that in them was just so special that they could, you know, be privy to a woman being vice president. And, you know, their laughter could stop and they could see, you know, and of course I was a little bit, you know, I said, well, why are you laughing? And, they wouldn't answer. But then again, you know, they're young. They don't quite, but it's good for them to see, you know, that it's possible that a woman can be and is. So today is a very special episode because I am, as you know, my good friend Karen Mitchell, she has a daughter, Shauna, and Shauna is, you know, she's a good girl. She's, you know, always kept a straight line, you know, gotten in a couple rough patches, but haven't we all? Aren't we all human? And she had contacted me saying she had gotten in a little bit of a tiff with her mother that they were unable to, you guessed it, communicate with one another. And if I could help them in their, you know, in being able to talk to one another, because I've never heard that tool before. That she, you know, couldn't, Karen wouldn't hear it. And, you know, this happens. This doesn't reflect on the person. This reflects on the culture, a culture of not being able to open our ears and just listen. And I said, well, you know, of course I'd like to help. And would you mind, you know, if I recorded it for the podcast? And Shauna was all open arms about it. And so, you know, we called Karen, and, you know, I think we made some progress. But mothers and daughters, Shauna's and Karen's, you know, I have sons, but that doesn't make me immune to the communication issue. And man, I wish I'd like to make a t-shirt that just says communication on it, and maybe, you know, the image of an ear and a mouth, and maybe some lines coming out of the mouth, and then maybe some like squiggly lines coming out of the ear, or you know, something that just shows, because I just think reminding people of that on it, you could even make it nice, you know, it doesn't have to be just a big t-shirt, a baggy t-shirt for bed, something that you could wear out like a blouse, but just to remind people that it's the most important thing. The most important thing in life is communication. And that's why I've dedicated my life to not only team building, which is pure communication, but also life coaching, which is another form of communication with oneself. It's going, hey, listen up, because maybe your mind isn't connecting to your heart, and your heart isn't connecting to your soul, and your soul isn't connecting to your hands, and your hands aren't connected to your feet, and your feet aren't connected to the ground. Maybe you're floating above ground. Maybe you have to, you know, let's touch down. Because floating up there, you're all alone, aren't you? So, take a listen. I think this is such a good lesson in communication. And let's get to it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, Shauna, are you there, Shauna?
Yeah.
Hi. Okay, Shauna, so what we're going to do is call your mother, because you have told me that you two are in a bit of a rift right now, and I would like to get her on the line, because as a conflict mediator, this is something that I feel very confident in doing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Let's get... Karen?
Lydia?
Karen?
Lydia? God.
Karen, are you okay?
I'm fine, Lydia. I just haven't slept in a couple of days.
I know last time you got quite angry with me when I told you that Janet was on the line before you knew that she was on the line, and I want you
to... No, that wasn't right. That was not right. Lydia, I have to tell you, I really did not appreciate that.
Well...
Because I felt attacked. And then I felt attacked, and I told you that I didn't enjoy that.
Well, then let me tell you right now that Sean is on the line. Sean is on the line.
Hey, Mom. I'm on here. I'm on the line. I heard everything you already said.
Hi, honey.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
I would have liked a phone call, you know, two nights ago when I was up all night watching the results roll in completely alone and isolated as I have been for the last 8 months, but I'm great.
Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, sorry I can't come over, but there's like literally nowhere for me to sit.
Well, we could go down to the park.
Let me jump in because, Karen, because I think it's important for me to jump in as the mediator in this. And again, I don't want to do another thing where I am again jumping in on you and, you know, forcing you to, you know, meet, I know the Janet thing, it all's well that ends well, but I know that hurt you for a little bit, but let me just say, Karen, Shauna is having some issues with you. Are you aware of this?
Lydia, why are you even involved in this? Shauna is my daughter.
Because Shauna called me, Karen. And, you know, I think it's very important for daughters and mothers to talk. And as you know, I have two sons, Eric and Ty, who are much younger than Shauna. But I think that it's very important for the two of you to talk, in you know, especially in the times we're in. Do you not?
I would love to talk to my daughter, Shauna. I don't know why she can pick up the phone and call you, but she seems incapable of picking up the phone and calling me.
Okay, Mom, there's like a lot going on with you right now. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's not like the easiest like call. And when I have stuff that I have going on that I want to talk about, I don't feel like I have any space to do that with you.
Well, what about me? What about the things I am going through a lot?
Because I don't know.
I haven't seen
you're
anyone.
Like spending so much time. You're like nesting so hardcore in your little like
nesting
tiny ass nest.
What is nesting?
And it's like,
you know what she's doing, Lydia? You know what she's doing? She's angry because I went to Home Goods and she said I had a death wish.
Well, you went to the store. I mean, that isn't.
I needed a few vases and a new set of wine glasses.
Okay. All right.
I feel like I'm, not in the equation here.
I'm going to put my foot down. I'm going to put my big old foot down right here. And I'm going to draw a line in the sand because I miscalculated how deep this river ran through it. I'm going to dip my toe in the river and I'm going to say, everyone just hold on a minute. And now Karen, I can hear the anger in Shauna's voice and I can hear the disappointment in your voice. Now, of what Shauna's told me, you cut her off a couple days ago when she told you that she had something very important to tell you.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. This sham she's trying to pull
a sham.
Off. This sham engagement.
I guess you would think that true love is a sham. What a sham.
I love that word, true love.
Lydia, have you heard about this?
Okay, you know what? I think that maybe you should have some alone time with Manuel on the phone, and so you would understand where I'm coming from.
Okay, so this is now, Karen, let me just step in here, because I understand from a mother's point of view, you're looking at Shauna and you're going, oh my God, my daughter, you know, who, you know, I've never met this man, and how can this be true love? But can you see how once you may have been a young child as well? Karen?
Lydia, Shauna is literally minutes away from becoming a vet, fulfilling her dream of becoming a vet. And she wants to throw it all away over some Manuel, someone I've not even met.
They also, guess what? Hate newsflash, they also have animals in Hamburg, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. This is where the wedding's going to be now, Hamburg.
And that's in
it's gorgeous.
And that's in Germany.
Germany.
That's right.
How am I supposed to get to Hamburg? Okay, I can't even go to HomeGoods.
Well,
I don't know. I'm sure Manuel will get you a flight. He's getting my flight, so I'm sure he has a pretty good savings from his grandma.
So, Shauna, where did you meet Manuel? I mean, and it seems, you know, that's a very, you know, Spanish name for, you know, such a European man.
He has a really fun background. And I mean, I don't even know if he should be asking questions like that, honestly. But we met on Venmo.
What is Venmo?
That's like a dating app. That's Karen. That's what I've been trying to tell you to get on so that you can meet some men. It's, they're swiping.
No, it's not really a dating app, but anything can be a dating app. I mean, how you met Dad, it was like, you know,
Shauna,
at a bar.
Yeah, that was at a bar in person. And we also had,
but that's like a dating app from the 1960s. This is like a dating app now where it could just be like, I'm paying my roommate.
He paid you to go on a date with him? This is what I'm talking about, Lydia.
I just had a thought. I just had such a fun thought, because you're talking about dating apps in the 60s. And what about some sort of time travel movie? Wouldn't that be a fun movie to see? That was, you know, dating throughout the ages, you know, maybe something that's like a Kate, you know, Winslet type movie, and it's dating through the ages. Wouldn't that be a fun thing to see?
Shauna, I can't. What is she talking about? I don't know,
Mom. I'm just saying it would be a fun thing. I don't, I'm not, you know.
You called her.
I'm being attacked.
Yeah, because I do not understand how I'm supposed to get through to you. I'm like about to leave for Hamburg in 24
Jesus,
hours.
Shauna, and Jesus. What's your father saying?
He wants me to live my life. He thinks that it's great that I'm taking chances.
I'm going to step in again here, and I'm going to play Mama Bear for a second here, Shauna. Now, last time I checked, the gates were closed. You know, how are you getting, you know, with the COVID umbrella over you? How exactly, you know?
Well, he figured out a way, because he said that I'm coming there to nanny his children. What?
Karen, you're laughing. You're laughing.
Shauna, are you telling me you are going,
Mom?
Giving up your career as a vet that you are seconds away from having to move to some city to become a stepmother to how many children?
Three children, and they also have two cats and four dogs and
now,
a bird.
I think this sounds magical, you know, and Karen, excuse me if I'm coming out of line here, but, you know, The Sound of Music was very much, you know, the young ingenue Maria, who was a nun, and some might say, you know, the nunneries are olden times veterinary schools, and she was, you know, and then she came, and she learned, Karen, she learned about life.
She did. And I am like going to get such a good dose of life. And I'm ready for it. Because I don't even think, Mom, that you like care Shauna, that is ridiculous. All I care about is you. You're all I have in the entire world, even though I can't even see you because of COVID. But I just don't want you to make the same mistakes that I did.
Well, here's what I'm hearing.
Well, I'm sorry about Lydia, do you mind? I'm trying to talk to Shauna. I don't think you moved to Hamburg, so you don't need to worry about me making the same mistake. Okay, Lydia, go ahead.
What I'm hearing is, and I'm going to say a word here that might shock the both of you, and what I'm going to say is what I hear from the both of you is F-E-A-R. Fear. The definition of fear is a feeling of distress, apprehension, or alarm caused by impending danger, pain, etc.
Are you reading this out of the dictionary?
Dictionary.com. And then they also have some origins, Old English fear related to Old High German. And what I'm trying to say here is we're on the same playing field here. You know, we're both playing the same game. So let's all get on the same level, you know?
Well, and I know you probably think I'm crazy, but everything is crazy. Shauna, I mean, what's the rush? And I don't have like you and dad like living in the same place anymore. Like I'm just kind of like scattered all over the fucking planet anyway. Shauna, you always have a place in Hermosa. You know I have the air mattress. I have the air mattress. You are welcome there anytime. And I'm happy to have Manuel over as well. You don't need to run off to Hamburg to go become a mother of three children and a bird, okay? You can, why can't Manuel live here?
Because he has the kids and he can't.
Have you heard this before? It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. Have you heard this before, Karen?
Yes.
But then again,
it's from Milan, right? Rocket Man.
Yes,
it's Rocket Man. Mm-hmm. Bart loved that song.
I hope you don't mind. Now, what I'm trying to say is, you know, these are love songs. Now, is there any way that this is, you know, this is what the world makes the world go round is love. And Karen Shauna is telling you that she's in love, you know, and when the world stops, the world shakes. And Karen, my God, is the world shaking right now. So why not open your eyes, you know, and I don't want to put words in your mouth or visions in your eyes, but I do want you to see things, you know, where maybe it's time to let little baby bear go into the woods, you know, and find out if the snakes really do have a, you know, a mark on her head or, you know, whatever it is.
Shauna is 20 years old, Lydia. 20 years old, and she is throwing away, I guess who's bankrolling her vet school, by the way. You think her father's paying for her vet school? I don't think so. That's coming out of me. I had to liquidate open heart Pilates to pay for her last year in vet school, and she is throwing that all away. And you know what? It just reminds me of me when I was her age, and I guess they say the apple really doesn't fall far from the tree because, I mean, she's just giving it all up. And I love you, Shauna, but I cannot say nothing. I'm not one of those women who can just, you know, zip it up and say nothing. I love you. I'll always be your mother, but I have to tell you how I feel.
So I'm going to go to Hamburg and I'm going to go knowing that you don't approve of my life. you don't approve of my love, and that I can still be a vet, but that you don't even really approve of me doing it if it's not in America. So is that, how does that make you feel?
I mean, I don't agree. It's not that I don't approve. It's just that I think you're making the wrong decision. And of course, I don't want, Shauna, you're my only child. The father loves me. You know, I barely see my friends anymore. Lydia, no offense. And
I'm
feeling so guilty. I'm feeling so guilty right now.
Ooh, like, I love that word guilty, because it's so visual, guilty.
I'm feeling like the biggest guilt trip of my life.
There's a movie called Guilty on Netflix, too. A young woman from a small town accuses the college heartthrob of sexual assault.
What, Lydia, can you just imagine a life, real quick, where once all this goes away, all the fear and all the little virus, and you come over to Hamburg with me, Manuel, and his three children, and you're automatically a grandma, and I didn't even have to go through pain, and we eat apple crumble together.
Let me just say this before you answer that, Karen. You know, Shauna, is there, you know, let's just take a step back for a second. Now, you met this Manuel how many months ago?
4 months.
And, well, Karen, let's not laugh, because there's nothing.
I didn't laugh. Mom. Okay. I didn't. Shauna, I was clearing my throat. I didn't laugh.
Okay, well, what I'm trying to say here is, you know, Karen, hold your judgment for a moment here, because now, Shauna, can you see from Karen's, your mother's point of view, how quick this seems?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, well, that's a great, okay, so it's quick, and that's, okay.
But
so
love,
Karen,
can happen in, love can happen in the blink of an eye, so it could be very quick, but it could also be a million years.
And it's like in The Notebook, you know, they see each other at the fair, because Karen, you know, things aren't what they used to be, you know, so it's not, you know, I know you want Shauna to meet the man of her dreams at, a, you know, the fair, but, you know.
Yeah, we just, you know, we met in a different way. We exchanged information, and then we've been texting and FaceTiming, and.
Is there a way to go over there and not marry him? Is there a way? And Karen, this is for you. I'm speaking in Karen, in your mother's voice.
I feel like it's going to be impossible. I feel like it's going to be, we're going to see each other and we're going to want to just say I do immediately. I just know it.
You can say it, Shauna. Just don't file the paperwork.
I like that. I like that.
You know, there's things I want to do, right? I want to eat a whole bag of Chips Ahoy. Do I do it? No, because I want to fit into
my... I actually have to do that, though.
Shauna, once, okay? One time. And you know what? I don't need to be attacked like this. And honestly, Shauna doesn't tell me anything. I don't tell you everything, Shauna, or you, Lydia. So, newsflash, you're not the only person who's seeing someone.
Okay, well, tell me who you're seeing.
I would like to know too, Karen. I think that's exciting.
It is exciting. And his name is Dan. His name is Dan. He's a very nice gentleman, ex-Marine. I met him at the dog park. Hello?
Sorry, I'm just like in shock, Mom.
He's 5'6". Okay, so I'm just going to say that up top so I don't get any grief about it.
Okay.
And we've been spending a lot of time together, and he's treats me very well.
Karen,
and maybe
you...
maybe I'll marry him, and I'll move to Timbuktu. How's that?
Is that where he is, Karen, in Timbuktu?
Lydia, why don't you Google Timbuktu in your little dictionary?
Now, hold on, Karen, because now things are getting a little scary here because you're saying that you're out and about with a man. And, you know, last time I heard, COVID.
I know, Mom. I'm actually very concerned about you.
Well, when he comes over, he wears a face shield.
Okay.
So very careful.
Does he wear gloves?
No, Shauna, he's not going to wear gloves.
Well, Karen,
I think
this is very serious. What you're saying is that you've been...
The virus can stay in your nail, under your nail, for like days.
I've been holed up here, you know, Karen, for 9 months. And here you are gallivanting around like it's no big thing, thinking you're not affecting anyone. And my God, you know, my sons are out there.
We're in a bubble. What, you know where he's going all the time?
Well, not all the time, but I know that, you know, he's unemployed, so he doesn't go to work.
He's unemployed from the Marines?
Well, he's an ex-Marine, but then he was, you know, he has other businesses that he's working on, but it's with COVID, he hasn't been able to get anything going.
Well, what kind of businesses, Karen? I'm sorry for the 99 questions, but this is all news to me. It's coming out in a very hostile way, and I don't know quite how to take it.
You know what? I've only seen the guy a couple of times. We wear face shields.
You meet him at the dog park?
At the dog park. He's got a very nice basset. Okay.
All right. My head is spinning, and I'll tell you why. Shauna, not so quick here, because I'm seeing like mother, like daughter, and I'm seeing one big apple tree right here, and I'm seeing that apples aren't quite falling very far from the trees. And, it seems like you're both rushing into relationships here that aren't maybe necessarily the healthiest things, and you're putting your health, capital H, on the line here in both cases to be with, you know, these men and these in, you know, and it's, you know, do you not see the mirrors that you're both looking into?
I don't really see it, Shauna, do you?
I think you're grasping. It seems like a big, real grasp fest right now.
Well, have you met Lydia?
All right,
why you called her? I don't know why you called Lydia. of all my friends, Shauna, you think Lydia is the one
you thought I was going to do? All right. Well, Karen, because she knows I'm a conflict mediator, because she knows that I'm able to, you know, take the middle path here, and that's what I've been doing, and I don't think that's anything to laugh at, to scoff at.
No, I'm sorry, Lydia. You're right. You've been very helpful.
So, you know, going forward, I just, you know, maybe there's a world here where we just all slow down. You know, I don't know if you two know about cars all that much, but, you know, there's, you know, the engine that you get is the engine that you ride with. And, you know, can we make sure our engines aren't so go, go, go? And can we maybe put, you know, can we go to Hamburg and, you know, can we, you know, here's the thing, Shauna, your mother wants you to be happy, believe it or not.
I am happy. And so that's like the really great part. She doesn't need to worry about it. I am happy.
And you know you are the only person your mother has right now, you know, other than Dan, the Marine, or, you know, but, you know, it's not very easy for your mother, is it, Karen?
Well, it's been tough, I have to say, but Dan has been a real light in a light in the darkness. So, you know what, Shauna, you are a grown woman. At the end of the day, I love you unconditionally. And if you need to go to Hamburg, as soon as I'm able to board a plane,
if Manuel is in fact able to pick up the ticket, I would love to come and visit you and meet my my grandchildren.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
you shy. Know what
are you that, doing that?
That means like so much, and I'm still probably gonna go, but just knowing that I have your support like makes me just think like longer about it. Well, that's good. And I'm just gonna say right now that I made Dan up. What? Okay, I gotta go.
Wait.
That's crazy. I'm sorry.
That's so
Marine?
There was a man named Dan, but we haven't been seeing each other. Oh my god.
Well, what happened?
It's a cunty thing to do.
Shauna!
I'm sorry, Mom. I'm
so sorry.
What are you
Shauna?
Doing? No. I'm so over life and all of the drama. I'm like so over all of the drama. It's so crazy. Do you see what I'm dealing with, Lydia?
I stood on a roof and I kicked off the moss. Remember?
I hope you have a great night rotting in your one room.
That is so uncalled for, Shauna. That is so uncalled for. And I bet Manuel doesn't even have any money from his grandmother. He does. He does. And what? Have fun with the bird, Shauna.
I will.
All right.
I actually
you know
will.
They live to be like they live birds. To be in their 70s.
You don't think I know that? I go to veterinary school.
That I pay for.
Okay, well, good thing I'm learning and retaining, so you're welcome.
Okay. Well, I think that we got somewhere. I mean, we're definitely at a new place, and thank you all for listening.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.